the first indications that a big event has happened is through our computer system. We're monitoring all of those channels, and whenever a larger than normal signal occurs, it'll trigger an alarm, and our scientists will come up to their stations and do a quick evaluation of the event. And just based on the earthquake information, they'll make a decision as to whether or not to issue a warning. And that decision's based on the location, the magnitude, the depth of the earthquake. And we base those initial warnings just on the earthquake information, because by the time we receive confirmation that a tsunami really has been generated, it's usually too late for the nearest people if we were to issue a warning at that point. So we issue the warning just based on earthquake information. And then we monitor sea level. And we'll monitor two types of sea level information. We have gauges along the coast, up and down the coast of Alaska, not really all of North America. And there's also these deep ocean pressure sensors that are out in deep water, and they both pick up tsunamis as they either impact the coast or propagate through deep water. But it takes anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour after an earthquake's occurred to pick up the tsunami on those recording devices. Once we do, we'll if we see no tsunami and we'd have an alert out, we'll cancel the alert right away. If we do see a tsunami, then we'll feed the information into our tsunami forecast models to make an estimate of how big the wave will be outside of the source zone.